I'm David Delegater. On October 6th, the Cincinnati Art Museum opens a new exhibit of the works of the American photographer Herb Ritts. Whether you know it or not, you're probably familiar with Ritts' work. Primarily a portrait artist working in the 80s and 90s, he photographed a wide range of notables, such as Richard Gere and Mikhail Gorbachev, Jack Nicholson and the Dalai Lama, Nicole Kidman and Stephen Hawking, Sidney Crawford, and Dizzy Gillespie. He created magazine covers for Mademoiselle, GQ, Rolling Stone, and Vogue, Details, Vanity Fair, and Elle, among others. Ritts published many books on photography for leading fashion designers, including Armani, Revlon, Ralph Lauren, Donna Karan, Cartier, Lacoste, Victoria's Secret, and The Gap, just to name a few. And, as if he had a sideline in his spare time, he spawned music videos for the likes of Madonna, Janet and Michael Jackson, Tina Turner, John Bon Jovi, Chris Isaak, Mariah Carey, and Jennifer Lopez. His photographic work is characterized by clean lines, strong forms, and graphic simplicity. And the portraits often challenge conventional notions of gender or race. Our guest today, James Crump, is curator of the show and curator of photography at the Cincinnati Art Museum. James Crump, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
Herb Ritts' L.A. Style is opening October 6th at the museum. What is L.A. about Herb Ritts?
Well, Herb Ritts was a Los Angeles-based photographer. He was born and raised there. And in fact, his imagery was very much inspired by Southern California in the way he approached light, for instance, and in the way he dealt with the natural environment and using them in his photographic output.
He was largely self-taught.
He might have taken a few classes at Pasadena Art Center, but largely he was untaught. He was an experimenter, someone who really strove to know everything about photography, the apparatus, the technical aspects, but also the history of the medium as well. And I think that's very obvious when you walk through the exhibition. You see his knowledge of some of the greats from the past in the history of photography.
Who did he drift to in terms of influences? Who is he fond of? Who affected his work?
Oh, there's so many, really. In terms of fashion, in terms of nudes, in terms of celebrity portraiture, I think he was inspired by some of the great photographers of the 1930s and 40s, people like Edward Steichen, for instance, Louise Dahl Wolf. In going more toward our own time, I think he was very inspired by people like Bruce Weber. He had a collection of vintage photography, and so he was interested in Man Ray, he was interested in Robert Mapplethorpe, he was interested in Edward Weston. So his fascination with the medium of photography was quite broad in terms of what he embraced and what he was interested in.
I think that anybody that was alive in the 80s and 90s with their eyes at least partially wide open knows Herb Ritts' work without even knowing it.
I think you're right. I think that he captured a certain aesthetic of the period of time, which is to say, there's a lot of skin. It's a very sexy, clean California, if you will, approach. I think that his work really is underscored by a minimalism and by a classic informal approach to photography that, again, is inspired by so many of the great masters that he collected and appreciated. So I think, in fact, you're right.
The magazine covers, do they play a prominent part in the show?
Well, actually, they play a role in the exhibition. Actually, when you walk into the first room, you will be confronted with a couple of vitrines which showcase some of the more important and livelier and more provocative of the magazine covers, some of which I think visitors to the art museum will recognize immediately because they were much discussed, much publicized, and they left an impression that's still with us today.
What about video? People may or may not know Herb Ritts' works in music video. I believe there will be some of that in the show. Could you comment on his style?
Oh, yes. I think with video, you have to look at it, again, as a self-taught situation. He didn't really study filmmaking, per se, or even video art. But his friend, the recording artist Madonna, based on her love of his work, asked him to produce and direct one of his first videos. And so he went on from there to do a lot of motion work with the leading fashion houses. He worked with a lot of recording artists like Katie Lang, Chris Isaak. Some of the videos he did for Janet Jackson are ones I think people will recognize immediately because, again, they were ones that left a huge impression at the time. So there will be that work in the exhibition, which I think is a lovely component to, in a way, fill in his career, which was a very, very vibrant one and very prolific.
His portraits, the photographs of people are really striking, and I think they tend to challenge the way we look at the human figure.
Herb had an amazing charm behind the camera. He was able to seduce those who were subjects for his portraiture through just his friendly, amiable approach. I think a lot of the sitters ended up becoming great friends with Herb. People like Richard Gere were friends with him before he even became a photographer. But those whom he photographed enjoyed the process. He made it pain-free for the most part. He elicited something from them that a lot of other portrait artists weren't able to do. And it became a collaborative process. So I think you've pinpointed something that's very important to understanding Herb's output as a photographer.
Well, some of the portraits in the book that accompanies the show are, I'm not quite sure what word to use, not understated, but I think about the picture of, I think it was Bjorn Borg, the tennis player, that's just a shot of the top of his head, the symmetry in which his hair grew on his head. That's all you see of him. There are a lot of things that are unrevealed in a lot of the portraits.
There's a subtlety to Herb's approach to portraiture, which I think is another hallmark of his work. He's able to somehow extract the physical attributes of his sitters and to cast that into a formal composition that many times is incredibly subtle, understated, as you say, and just very, very beautiful. And he did that time and again with so many famous people. It wasn't your typical headshot that we've come to recognize in some of the celebrity photography of our own day.
You used the word understated. The sexuality of a lot of his portraits, I'm thinking of the dancer Bill Jones, for instance, the male nudes. They're sensual without necessarily being erotic art.
Herb was placed in a moment when the male nude was just beginning to emerge on Madison Avenue in worldwide advertising campaigns. His approach, again, was very, very informed by the history of photography. He was looking at great image makers like Horst P. Horst, Man Ray again, and others, Edward Weston, approaching the body in a very, very classical way, in a very sculptural way. While the works are erotic and very, very sensual, there's nothing about these nudes that are too provocative. If you were to compare them, for example, with other image makers of the day, for instance, Robert Mapplethorpe would be a great contrast. Herb's approach to the nude, both male and female, was just a very classical one.
So did he push photography forward? Did he push advertising? Did he push the human image in a direction that we hadn't seen before or not seen in a long time?
I think Herb's contribution was to show that the genre that we tend to categorize and put into neat little boxes really meld together. His approach to an advertising work or his approach to a celebrity portrait or the personal work with the nudes, if you look at it very carefully, those images begin to blend together into a very solid, cohesive body of work. And so I think that's one of his major contributions. Herb was working right at the moment when digital was beginning to take off. He himself was wary of digital photography at the time before he died, unfortunately, in 2002. And so I think with this exhibition, we're able to look at one of the great masters of the period who was younger, but someone who should be seen alongside others like Irving Penn, Richard Avedon, Helmut Newton, other photographers who were much older and passed away nearly around the same time as Herb. And so I think he's one of the great last photographers who was utilizing analog photography in the most sophisticated manner.
Herb Ritz, L.A. Style, opens October 6th at the museum. I think I can't wait to see it on the walls, and it sounds like a really wonderful exhibit. James Crump, thank you for being here with us today on Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, David. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you.
Herb Ritz and L.A. Style runs at the Cincinnati Art Museum from October 6th through December 30th, 2012. For more information on the show, go to our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.